Got Joshua Hill, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365 iHeartRadio. You already know what it is in the building tonight. Polk County, Florida zone. Welcome to the show, man. How's everything going? I know you were representing the sports and hip hop tonight. I know you got your sports
You know,
background. We're going to get into that, but how's everything going?
everything's all right. You know, I'm good.
How's the
I'm just,
2024 year treating you so far?
well, just thankful, bro, for everything, bro. Like, you
Yeah.
know.
It's been one hell of a journey just learning about you being in the semi pros and in college, and you kind of always had this musical background too. And I did check out end of discussion freestyle, topless. There's the new things that you have that you've been posting on the Instagram, new songs there. But let's get into the sports aspect first, because how long were you playing since like an early age? Were you going back to like Pop Warner? How early on was this for you?
I mean, like pretty much playing football, yeah, like all the way through pretty much like flag. So it's like I could just really remember football being like always a big part of my life. Like, so it's just all the way through grade school, high school, and then college, and then eventually semi-pro. So it's probably like, oh no, it's a good part, like a few years, like at least
Yeah.
about 10 years, like, yeah.
What position did you play for the people that don't know?
Honestly, like growing up, I played just about every position,
Wow.
like except maybe really wide receiver that much.
Oh, so you play quarterback too?
A little bit, but you mean I really didn't play the position. You know, I can throw, but you know, as a kid, you're gonna run the ball, especially
Yeah,
working up with Michael Vick. So yeah,
yeah. Now,
but.
when it's in the back of your mind, because we have the music thing, we're going to shift into the music in a little bit here, but you kind of always had the thing in the back of your mind that if your NFL dreams didn't pan out, you would pursue music. What was it that had you thinking that the NFL career might not pan out? Was it that you were seeing all these other people that you were just like, I think the saying how it goes is like you're a small fish in a big sea. Is that kind of how you were thinking?
It's a big problem, maybe no, but it's just really more so injuries than
Mm.
anything. It wasn't like I just thought I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
It just got tired of getting hurt, so I just stopped playing.
Okay, yeah.
But
'Cause I know
like,
a lot of times that's how a lot of players exit out of the game. They usually have to retire early. I know a lot of concussions. That's a big topic of discussion when it comes into football.
it's
And
just taking care of yourself, like for real.
yeah, it's a lot of abuse when you go through it when you're playing football. It's a lot. And I don't think people realize it, but that's why a lot of people shift gears. So you have the music aspirations. When did the music aspirations start to develop into your career while you were playing football?
Probably say like freshman year of high school is really when I start like taking music really kind of serious and started like recording on a little laptop or whatever at the crib or whatever. So it's probably like then I had a homeboy back then. He just used to rap all the time, and so it was just like I don't know, some type of way just caught my interest, and then from there I really just started writing a lot, and then just started recording eventually, and then just. Rapping just always been like something I got better at because I wasn't necessarily like I was really trash, honestly, when I started. So I just feel like I just got progressively better over time because I really wanted to rap and everything like that. So it
What was the
just was
moment of
something.
confidence out there when you realized that, yeah, this is what I need to be doing? Was it from either a performance or just like feedback that you got offline when posting something?
Just always feedback that I got back from any time when I posted something, like it's just I never really had a reason to quit or stop making music. So just something that I just like to do. And I like it when people give me that feedback. So that's just energy for me.
What was that first track for you that, if you can remember, where you got that feedback that gave you that confidence?
Which was it? It was hottest on coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Can't think of the name of the song right now. But yeah, it was that one. It was just so it was and I really can't think of the name of my song right now, but
That was the one, though.
that was the one though.
That gave
Yeah,
you
it
the con.
was on coasttocoastmixtapes.com.
Fire.
So I was like, yeah.
And now we can still listen to it. Is there a place we could go check this out still?
Yeah, it's still a place you can check it out, but I think I really need to repost that one.
Yeah. Especially if that's the one, with that being the one that really got you out there as far as people giving that important feedback and people recognizing the talent. Definitely. I see a shirt that you have on right there. SZA. Is that one, is that your top influence right now? That's someone you want to work with in the game?
I love SZA.
Yeah.
I just love her music and her vibe. So if I did get the opportunity to work with her, oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, SZA is definitely one of the. I mean, it's weird with R&B. Like, I like R&B right now. I know Chris Brown's always doing his thing. We've had him doing it now since 2005. It's been so long, but SZA's like the only. She's like the only one of like the new generation that's like really putting in the work. You know, we need some more artists out here, groups too. I was just talking with someone the other day. I said, "Are we ever gonna get a new Destiny's Child or an Escape? Are we a new SWV? Are we ever gonna get that?" You know, it's so difficult to see like with times being different, but it's like. We need some more people in that R&B genre.
Definitely love to see that.
Yeah, it would be great. And hip hop, you know, we need to see keep the growth going. I know that's there's a whole civil war going on right now. I know people are calling it that online with Drake and Kendrick and all these Rick Ross. Is what do you think it's good for hip hop or do you think it's bad for hip hop right now? I just feel like it's played itself out. What are your thoughts on everything going on?
Low key, kind of played itself out in a way,
Yeah.
but I mean, it's good to hear. Like, it's entertaining.
Yeah. It is. It's just it doesn't have the same feel like when you look back on it with Meek Mill and Drake when they were going at it with Charged Up and Back to Back and I with the freestyle I Want to Know and it was just more I think it was better sonically and production wise and it's just now it's just too much and especially with Drake using the AI of Tupac and Snoop Dogg and stuff like that. He can't be doing that, man. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, with the AI, I just feel like you're ruining music like that. I mean, when you start messing with AI, yeah, you've, yeah.
Because it sounded crazy. I mean, but like, yeah, I feel you on the AI part, but at the same time, like, I'm waiting to see what Kendrick says.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for that response. It better be good. You know, it better be good. It better be, you know, because we need the lyrics to be up in the game. But I mean, that whole.
I just look, it's just all entertainment for me. Like, it's just so that's all I can really see it
Yeah,
as.
and in the end, I think people were all saying how, like with J. Cole, that he made the right move tapping out because it's just chaotic at this point. It's I know
Yeah,
people
you get
hip
caught
hop's supposed to be a
up.
contact sport, but he did what he felt as though felt right with him.
Yeah, so I mean, that's all he could do. So that's what he felt.
Exactly. So how are things out in Polk County, Florida, as far as the music and the entertainment scene goes? Kind of tap us into what's going on out there.
It's everybody's out here, really, honestly. It's just how you move around within the city, like who you know. So it's just, I like really me personally. I just need to lock in and just stay in the studio, you know. I got my boy Big Lou in Winter Haven, you know. And so that's who I'm moving around with, and we just record.
And just keep staying locked in. Are you working towards like an album right now, a mixtape? Are you looking for a deal? What's kind of like the situation? I know you're releasing the freestyles and the singles and different things that you have on the way, but what are you kind of working towards? What is like the step process that you have that you're building up as far as goals go?
Really just got to build a base, just build a family, just that notoriety, just be seen, you know. So I'm like here talking to you, just get my face out there,
Yeah.
just see who I am as a person too, also as an artist. So,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at it with social media, because so many people are faking the funk, they buy fake followers, they're doing all kinds of thirst trappy things on there to get their likes and following up, and you don't even know what's legit anymore. I think the best thing is to still do it organically, go out there and do shows, and you have to really, I know people say you got to go out there and kiss the babies and all this stuff and meet the people in person. You got to do that, you know. I think I still believe in that method to be organic because social media. There's so much fake in the funk nowadays, you don't know what's real. You know, you can have 100,000 followers, but are you bringing those 100,000 followers to your show? That's a big issue.
Yeah, so just gotta get out there and put it in
Yeah,
the work. So
exactly. Now, who are
well,
some
I'm trying
producers you're working with right now as far as developing your sound?
to. Like I said, my homeboy Big Lou, he's
Yeah,
a
Big Lou, that's the one.
real big influence. And
How did you hook up with him? Tell me the story of meeting up with Big Lou.
honestly, so I was really working at Publix, and then I had this song, and then a homegirl Biddy had told me about And so she, I think it was, I believe it was her, she gave me his contact. I hit him up, recorded over there in his mom's house over there. And then the first song was like, it came out good. And so yeah, just ever since then, just kept going back and recording. Yeah.
The rest is
That's just
history.
how we just got cool. Like, yeah. Like, we just go at night and just the same, just do the same today.
Yeah. How did you get connected with L Nice? Because that's an important connection in the industry. He's well known on
Right.
Great A&R.
Yeah, that's my dog right there.
Yeah.
So how I got connected to L Nice was through my DJ, Baby J. And so I was moving around with Baby J, and that's when I dropped the song Says. And I believe I met Nice at Club Sky in Ybor. I believe it was. And so from there we linked up, and then I got his number, you know, and then we just always stayed in connection. I always tried to keep that contact when I met him too. So yeah, L Nice, yeah. Shout out to L Nice for
Yeah,
real.
shout out to him, man. Yeah, he's definitely one of the realest ones out in the industry right now, doing it for the genuineness of people. You know, he cares about people and he recognizes the talent in them, and that's we need more people like him in this industry to push the whole movement forward. Are you looking to kind of relocate? Are you like, because you mentioned before that everyone's out in Polk County, Florida. So are you kind of looking to relocate? What are you kind of looking as far as an outlook for yourself in order to take that next
Just
step?
however it comes, really just let it happen, you know. Really, I can't say. I mean, if I would relocate it, definitely I'll go to Atlanta. But who knows? I've never been on the West Side, so who knows? I mean, never really had like a set place I was really gonna go, like, but if I have to relocate, I will, you know, just
Yeah,
have
just
some
the
way it
boot.
goes. But
Yeah. Top five artists that you want to work with. We got SZA right there. So if you want to, we could just go through four. So who are the top other four that you would love to work with?
that I was going to work with,
Yeah.
I have to say Future, Thug,
Free Thug.
yeah, for sure, Free Joe. Let's see. I always said I wanted to work with Wayne. I always want to make at least one song with Lil Wayne because I love Lil Wayne growing up. So, let's see. We already said SZA. And then who was this number five? I don't know. I say Cardi.
Party
Playboi Carti, yeah.
Playboi Carti.
That
And you
would be
mentioned Wayne
cool.
before. You got the end of discussion freestyle there too.
Yeah. And shout out to Rich the Kid too on that too.
Yeah, you got
Love
to get
Rich the
him
Kid.
too. Work with Rich the Kid.
It'll be cool, just with whatever. It'll just be all a blessing to me.
Yeah. So now you're working with the producers. You're out there. You're in Florida right now. What's something that you're looking to, as far as to drop next for a song? What's the next one? Because I saw you got the one Slut out there. You gave that preview on Instagram. What's the next one that you're working on?
Yeah, that's something like kind of what was on the I Wanna Rock like vibe with
Oh,
Lil
okay.
Uzi. I got something like that coming up, so working on that right now.
When we look at Joshua Hills, when we look at him as the artist, what's he bringing to the game? You think that the game is lacking right now, or just you just what are you contributing when you look at? Because you always want to see what are you bringing to the game? What are you bringing? Because a lot of these artists that are out here now always say it, they're following trends. So what are you bringing to the game? You think that's going to make it pop?
Feel like I really make real songs, like real music. Like, I just talk about what everybody else talking about, just regular. You know, like, I'm not, I don't try to be super gangster or nothing like that, because that ain't me. I ain't finna go out there and just, you know, shoot everybody, you know, something like that. That ain't me. Like, I just chill. So I just put that in my music, and you know, I just turn up and have fun, you know, that's it.
I like that. A lot of these rappers that are out here are failed actors. That's what I say because they didn't make it on the big screen, so they're out here lying about their lifestyle. It's crazy.
Yeah, don't do all that. Don't try to be the toughest dude, man.
No, and that's important. I like that though. That's honesty. I always say honesty is a main thing that we lack in music right now, because the early 2000s, 90s, it was all honesty. It was about real, like Lil Wayne, like with the Carters and all that stuff. It was in their stories. Today it's discouraging because it's all an act, and artists aren't getting paid what they're worth, and they're just not embracing real life stories like they used to be. But we got Joshua Hills here. He's the one that's going to really be doing it. What's going to be that album title? I am curious for you, because you have such a wide range of topics. What's that album title for your debut? Have you thought of one?
That's something that really just comes to me. Like, I would never really try to put too much thought into it. It just really be like how I felt, like really once it's like all done. Don't know. I never really thought about a whole album. Just had a few ideas, but I don't really know about an album title just yet.
How do you plan on kind of merging? Because my show is all about sports and hip hop, but how do you plan on merging the two worlds together? Because you have the football background. Are you looking to kind of get athletes involved more, or just doing even theme songs for maybe your old schools when you were in college, and it's doing theme songs for teams? Have you thought about integrating the two? Because you have that sports background.
Don't know, maybe like
Like
once
your
I
own,
found
maybe
YouTube
even
and
your
put a
own
point.
league someday, like your own
Right. And
league.
that's what I was honestly about ready to say. Like once I get ready to a point where I'm established enough, like get like a league or something like going together, because I was starting the Little League football for me, so something I really like. I like to give back to.
Yeah, give back to the youth.
Yeah.
You got the music. You talked about you want to just build the following up. How about deals? Are you kind of thinking about that right now? Or are you just staying the course of being independent and then thinking about the deal? Have you thought about speaking with some labels?
Just taking that a step at a time,
Stay a
don't
step at a
want to get
time.
too far ahead of myself. So
Yeah.
just take it all a day at a time. I can't really, who am I to say?
Yeah, no, I get it. A lot of people, they want to rush it and get the fame right away and get
The
those
end of
deals
the
done.
day, the music will speak for itself. Like,
Yeah.
whether I succeed or I fail, if I succeed or if I fail, I mean, so that's how I feel about it. It'll come really down to the music. So it just got to put in that work,
Yeah. You can't deny hard work. If you put it in, you do it, the hard work is going to pay off. You'll see the results.
So that's how I really feel about it, honestly.
Yeah. You have some performances lined up?
Gonna have something lined up soon. So just getting back, like I'm really just getting back on my feet and everything, like, so just really getting back out there. Everything coming real soon.
And we're going to be looking forward to it, man. Joshua Hill is
Definitely.
really going to be having an impact out here. Polk County, Florida. He's got it all. Make sure you go check out these freestyles too that you've been doing, man. That I tuned into those clips. I'm impressed.
Appreciate that. Thank
Yeah,
you.
man. I tuned in. I could tell. It's only a matter of time. I think you're on the right path, and you're right. Focus on the following. The big thing is not comparing yourself to someone else's and getting discouraged when you see a lot of artists that are popping out of here right away, because when it's your time, it's your time, and no one's going to be able to take your shine.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, it's been a while for me, so I just, finally get to a point like where you can make music and be able to take care of yourself at the same time.
Exactly. You want to be able to make a living off of what you love doing. That's the most important thing. Yeah. And ageism in rap shouldn't be a thing. I say that all the time. I mean, we see what's going on with the Griselda guys, and there shouldn't be ageism in rap. I mean, I get if you're going towards the, if you're 50 and 60, I think we're all going to be scratching our heads, but we do got to pay homage to the legends that are that age right now, and they could still drop fire. But if you're getting into the game at 50 and 60, like, that's a little hairy, I will say that. But I mean, I don't believe in ageism in hip hop. If you got the hits and you got the look and the sound, there shouldn't be, because it's not like that in every genre. Rock, we still love the Rolling Stones. I'm not really of a rock guy, but the Stones still sell out audiences, and they're like 70. You know what I mean? So
Great
why can't
band,
hip hop artists do it?
yeah, that was a legendary band, so
Yeah. There's no excuse, you know what I mean? Nipsey says all he said it all the time. It's not a race, it's a marathon, and a lot of people are following that blueprint, and he was right. Joshua Hills, man, is there anything else you'd love to let your fans know that we didn't talk about tonight that you want to get out there about your life story that we may not know about?
I know we got a lot of stuff coming out. I'll be putting together a lot of content for everybody. So just be on the lookout. That's really all I got to say.
You gotta be on the lookout, man. Shout out to Joshua Hills. J Hills Music. They can follow you on Instagram. Make sure you go tap in with them there. Are you on X and all these platforms? Make sure to give them your YouTube, all these platforms that you want. I want everyone tapped in right now who's listening to give you a follow on those platforms.
You follow me on IG right now for sure. We got a YouTube at Joshua Hills. You can subscribe right there. We're gonna be dropping a lot of content and everything.
Yeah. Make sure you go
For
check them out.
sure. All right.
But before we check out of here, because we are in the sports now, you got the sports background. Who are your teams? Who's your team for football? And I'm curious about basketball now that the basketball playoffs are going on.
But I mean, I've always been a Kobe fan, so I'm going for the Lakers.
Lakers, yeah.
But they're playing against Denver, so who knows about that?
I hope the Lakers win. I mean, I'm a
Hope
Knicks
they
fan,
win.
but I do like the Lakers. I was a Kobe and Melo were my two favorite players growing up, so Kobe's, he's an icon, and I was just seeing that the post on social media today, who had the less help? And I think it had Kobe, LeBron, Steph, and Michael Jordan. And Kobe, when you look at it, he had the least help amount of out of all of them.
Kobe can't deny from Kobe. Like, is in my opinion, is Jordan, Kobe, and then LeBron.
Yeah, I agree. That's how it should be. That's it. Hey, Kobe's got the championships to back it up. I know people like to say, oh, well, LeBron went to nine c conferences. He went to all these finals, but he didn't win them. He won four. He's got the four there, but Kobe's got the five, and he's got the career for sure. How about football? Who's your team?
No, I gotta go for the Bucks.
The Bucks.
Yeah.
How did it feel to see that Super Bowl win with Tom Brady?
Oh, I knew they were gonna win with
Yeah.
Tom. I knew it. I had called it right before they even, or as soon as really they signed Tom, I knew we was going for the Super Bowl. I knew it. I promise. I knew it on Facebook. You can even look on my Facebook and see I said that we was gonna win the Super Bowl. But I watch everybody though, so I go for the Bucks as the home team, but I watch everybody.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Because I'm a Jets fan. What are your thoughts on Rodgers? Do you think, especially now with him coming back, do you think that they can get something done eventually here?
Hope so. I
Yeah.
hope so. I don't want him to hurt himself again
Yeah,
because
that was
Aaron Rodgers is
crazy.
great. Yeah, so like he's great. Like he's like really like the last great quarterback like from Peyton Manning and everybody. So
Yeah,
it's like.
exactly. Peyton Manning, Brady, that whole Drew Brees, that whole era,
All of those,
Roethlisberger,
yeah.
Philip Rivers. Yeah.
He's like the last one. So,
It would be nice.
I would hate to see him get hurt. Like,
If he got hurt again, that would be,
yeah, I would hate
yeah.
to see that.
Yeah, that was just total jet luck. I said that when he tore his Achilles within like 69 seconds, they said. Yeah, I was just like, yeah, that's.
First play.
There was high expectations last year. I mean, I think there should be even more now because the Jets really upgraded this offseason with Mike Williams, and then they fixed the whole line. They fixed the whole line, offensive line. They're getting some playmakers in there. The defense is solidified. We know that already. They added Hassan Reddick, but they got to make that draft right.
I'm really interested in the Ravens.
The Ravens. They don't have Patrick Queen anymore, though.
Don't know, but they got Derrick Henry and
Yeah, they
Lamar.
did.
So
It's gonna be
they
they're
gotta
gonna
stay
have a juggernaut
strong.
offense.
Yeah, they're gonna be tough.
That's gonna be a tough team. Yeah, and Lamar Jackson. I was going for him last year once it got to the stretch, the later stretches there, because the Chiefs, I'm tired of seeing him win. I've seen him win too many times. I want to see a different team in there, man.
Something, somebody, please.
I'm tired of it. Mahomes has got his rings. It's time to see we get some new winners in there now. Yeah. How do you feel about Baker Mayfield?
Keep getting, he can only get better.
Yeah.
Can't get anywhere. But Baker, he won the Heisman, so
Yeah.
it should be great, really. I mean, you and I think it's showing like he just really like getting back to playing football for him. Like he's just like I feel kind of like honestly kind of like Baker right now.
Yeah.
Like so, yeah, it's crazy that you said that. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, Baker, he brought the Browns back to the playoffs in the first in like how many years? Like over 20 years, you know, and then they dog him out like that and throw him out of
I
there.
fell off a little bit, but he refocused and they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of feel.
Yeah. And you're gonna do it, man. The mindset is locked in there. Once you have the mindset, there's no telling what you're gonna do. When you have that confidence in yourself, it's up there. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, definitely stuck up for that team.
Yeah, that's the mindset right there. Joshua Hills, man, thank you for coming on the show. Once you get that new project out, once you get that new album out, and you got some more things you want to promote, we got to get you back on the show too.
Definitely. Thank you for having me. If you want to have me back, I'll for sure come back. Gladly.
Absolutely, man. Keep doing your thing, Joshua Hills. Keep working. Keep shooting for the stars. You're gonna get there, man. Keep building up the fan base.
All right, bet. Thank you.
You already know, man. Enjoy the rest of your day and salute, all right?
Yes, sir.
Salute, man.